Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Jeff Moran, who will be discussing his 7F strategy for life. Jeff, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Michael.
Hey, so anytime I hear the word strategy, I sit up and take notice because it's like, okay, the success leaves clues. I want to hear a strategy. I love alliteration. So when there's 7 F's, I want to hear all about it. And obviously you have made a mistake or three and learned some things and come up with your strategy all based on 7 F's. So bring us up to speed. What are your 7 F's?
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I appreciate all you do for the business community. Probably 30 years ago, I came up with a few F's, and it just made sense. And again, I'll say them for our listeners. It's faith, fitness, family, friends, finance, freedom, and fun. What I call my 7 F's. I've just maybe in the last 5 years added freedom to that. And certainly faith is the most important to me, and it's at the top of the list.
I love it. And I think that if you can go through the progression, we're going to talk through these. But it's like, you know, hey, what is at the top? If one thing is at the top and I get that one right, then everything else falls into place, right? Absolutely. And I know it's curious that fitness comes before friends or family, but maybe when you explain, you know, the order or what you focus on, reminds me of maybe when you take an airplane trip and they say, hey, if there's an issue in the air and the oxygen tank or the mask come down, put it on yourself first. But yet if your child is right next to you, the temptation would be help them out. But if you're not well, you can't help out your child. So that fitness is so relevant because I think a lot of people, and I suffered with this years ago. I have been in a really strong fitness regimen my whole life and then let it slide for a little bit. And I found that I was like, okay, I'm really busy in my business, so I don't have time for that. But you know what? You don't have time to let it slip. So talk a little bit about the flow, and then let's launch into, give us a thumbnail sketch of each one of the 7 F's.
Sure. And the flow is important. Thank you. Very, very astute of you. And I've had these, the 6 7 F's on my Facebook page, gosh, for at least 15, 20 or however long Facebook has been around, recognizing that if you lose everything 2 through 7 and you still have your faith, you can still make it.
Amen.
But yeah. Also recognizing a family, and clearly family is certainly goes hand in hand with my faith. But yet if I'm not taking good care of myself or if I die and I'm not here, yeah, I'm not very, very much good to my family. Yeah. So, and if I were to lose my family for some reason, some tragic reason, I would want to continue to live on, and I need my fitness to do that. Again, maybe health is a better word than fitness, but it wouldn't.
It doesn't fit with the F's.
Continue the F's,
right?
So, faith, fitness, certainly family is right up there. They're so close. But then again, recognizing if you lose your family, and you still have friends, you can make it through this journey of life. It is interesting to see how finance, and I've been in the financial services business for 40 years. Finance is important, but yet it's not more important than family. It's not more important than fitness, and we choose our friends over money, and then certainly freedom. As I said, I've just added that in the last 5 years or so. I think freedom is more precious than ever before. And anybody that knows me, Mike, knows I love to have fun. Sometimes that could be right up there at the top of the list, but again, you need to be serious in life and fun just kind of added, got tacked on at the end.
Well, I love the flow, and freedom and fun kind of go hand in hand, because if you have done the right things, let's just, you know, pick and choose a couple things. If you've done the right things financially so that you can take your family and have some fun and have freedom from your business. I mean, you know, I think that literally I've never seen these 7 F's before you and I are talking right here, but I'm following your mindset where it's like, hey, these things are so interconnected. And then if you do have that freedom, if you've got a business coach, if you own a business and you have someone that is helping you in your business so that you have freedom to go use some of the financial margin that you've created and have fun with your family. Wow. And you know, if you really dive in deep too, you can have financial fitness and you can have, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can polish up on and improve.
Financial
and the word fitness really does blend there. So obviously health and physical fitness is where you're going. So get us started with faith. I share your faith stance, but I know that the foundation of everything needs to be, you know, in your faith. Tell us a little bit how that has come about in your personal and professional life.
Yeah, thank you. I think faith is clearly at the top. And again, as I say, it goes hand in hand with family, recognizing where I believe that we're brought to this earth for a reason, to be tested and to grow to serve as a big part. So faith has always been at the center of my life and serving and making a difference in people's lives. So faith.
Yeah.
Fitness, I'm going to jump in.
Well, you know, let me just ask a clarifying question there.
Sure.
The faith you're talking about is a spiritual faith, but, you know, I think there's
a lot of God.
I think also there that when you put some processes or some blueprints in place for a lot of things, you need to realize that, hey, in the mindset that I have right now in business or physical fitness, I'm putting this process in place and I have faith that I might not see the results today, tomorrow, the next day, but I know it's going to pay off. So yes, spiritual faith in God, but also there's the elements.
Sowing and reaping?
Yes.
Faith in that process?
Yes.
Faith in a higher power, faith in hard work.
Yes.
Faith in doing what's right. Faith in beginning with the end in mind, saying please and thank you, being on time, having the faith that if you do what's right, you become what you think of most.
Yeah.
I've learned that when I was 16.
Like so Napoleon Hill.
Faith in a process. But make no mistake, at the top of that is faith in a higher power.
Yeah. And again, I share that with you as my spiritual foundation and faith in God. And I look for, you know, I almost daily wake up and pray, God, what do you have for me today? What should I do here today? Guide my steps. And I think that really does lay that firm foundation. So when that is now, and guess what? You never arrive. You never check the box and go, cool,
absolutely,
I'm done. So all of these areas, all of these Fs, we're always polishing and tweaking and looking to improve and kind of doing the Tony Robbins canai. Have you ever heard of that before?
Oh,
constant
sure.
and never ending improvement. Yeah.
That's right.
So fitness.
Yep. So fitness. And again, the faith to round that out, Michael, is I think everybody believes in karma in some form or another. But again, from a bigger perspective, it's sowing and reaping.
Yeah.
But karma, everybody understands what karma means.
Yeah.
And then fitness. And again, I wish I did a better job of this. I'm fortunate to as a very quick side note, I know we have a limited amount of time, but I, after 67 years, found my birth family. And, and I love as we go along and add on to these and start doing podcasts on these seven different Fs. I'll expand on a lot of that to the extent someone wants to listen to it. At the very least, my children and my grandchildren down the road. But
for legacy,
So I realized after finding my birth family that I'd had so many massive heart attacks. And boy, ignorance was bliss. I didn't know that until I was 66. And then I started taking better care of myself, lost 40 pounds. I try to exercise a little more, try to make a difference, eat a little healthier, less carbohydrates or what have you. So again, if you don't have that motivation to get up physically in the morning and move throughout that day, then as I said about number one, you can't serve, you can't get in the car, you can't help someone, you can't make a difference in other people's lives, never mind your own life, without fitness.
Yeah. You know, a word that came to mind when you were describing that, and I think this is a thread that weaves its way through each of these seven Fs, balance.
Yeah, very much so.
Because you could go, ooh, in my family history, there is whatever, and so I now must improve my fitness, so I'm going to work out 7 hours a day, 7 days a week. No, that's out of
moderation.
Balance. Right. And faith. Oh, I need to go to church 4 times a day, 7 days a week, and talk to everybody. Yep. No, it's not necessary. So balance is key in all of these. So I think that is a huge thing that you brought up there. So now, you know, as you have, as you're constantly improving our fitness, that then allows us to be there in the highest and best, you know, mindset and physical fitness for our family, to be there and present with them.
Absolutely. Again, I think part of number one is the family, recognizing that they're there for you through the thick and thin, that your spouse, and as you're devoted to her or him, depending on who's listening, as in my case, as I'm devoted to my spouse and giving all I have and are all that I am or all that I might be to my spouse, and recognizing that my children are part of that process. And I'm a blended family. Family has never been more important. The older I get, Mike, the more I realize that family is the glue that keeps number one together.
Yeah. I mean, I think you said it so well right there. And also many of these things we're talking about, where it's like, you know what, if my fun was, you know, put aside for a period of time, but I had my family, okay, great. If my finances took a hit, but I've got my family and my faith, there it is. So I think that is so huge. In fact, interestingly enough, I'll give you a little personal little comment, you know, connecting faith to family. My wife wrote a song many, many years ago called A Godly Heritage. And it was just talking about how, looking back in her family line and my family line, we have come from a godly heritage. We're so thankful for that because of the foundation that provides. So yes, family, spouse, children, extended family, all of that is so huge. And I think that when you strive to make sure that those family relationships are there, wow, what a huge boost to, in reality, I'm sure if a doctor was online here with us today, mm-hmm. they could go, oh, well, when you have a strong family relationship, your blood pressure is better.
Endorphins, all of those things. Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, each one of these things means something different to everyone. Again, just faith in the world we live in. Faith. Yeah. And so again, each one, and family means different things to different people. I respect.
Well, you just mentioned family, and you said very recently you found your birth family. Well, before that, you had a family.
An adopted family.
Yeah.
Love dearly.
Right.
So I have two families now.
Exactly. And you know, it's so neat to see examples like that, where it's like, you know what, I grew up and this is all that I knew, and they are my family and they love me and I love them, and that's great. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, I knew I was adopted and never knew my birth family. And then now all of a sudden here's this new, you know, chapter opening up to develop relationships with this other, you know, new faction of my family.
Absolutely. My mom and dad, my adoptive, for sake of clarification, told my brother and I that we were adopted from the very, very beginning.
Nice.
And I knew I had a birth family that's out there. And again, you then come from the perspective, Mike, is this earth family, this family of this community, the family of our nation, of our work environment. And that leads us really easily into number four, which is friends.
Yeah.
If I may. So friends, again, part of the family piece, and friends of the family, and personal friends that we have, whether it be friends through church or whether it be friends at work, friends in the community, friends. Again, I respect and understand that some people don't have a family to speak of, but they have really good friends. And in a way, isn't it ironic? They become part of the family, or they're welcomed as friends into a family unit. And again, I believe that back to number one is where that's part of this grand plan is the family and how friends are part of that process.
And you're going to have different shared experiences with them. You know, I've got a friend from church that I'll go in the summer and hit a bucket of balls here and there with, and yet I don't go hit a bucket of balls with my father-in-law. You know, we would do different things. So I think it really is neat to have, again, let's use that B word, balance, you know, a variety of experiences. You know, you've got your church family, you've got your family family, mm-hmm. you've got your birth family. All of these things are so interwoven. And I just love how all of these nuances now play together. Probably if we, I forget what the name of the diagram is, but you know, those circles that kind of overlap and right in the middle, you know, so I mean, that right there is kind of what I'm envisioning these seven Fs, and they are individually very powerful, but together, wow, it's almost like an amplification process.
Absolutely. And they all become part of the strategies for life, a strategy yep. for life.
And then, of course, you got to pay the bills and keep, yep. and eat and, you know, keep the lights on. So you need to have some type of a finance pillar to your life strategy. So what have you what have you discovered there?
Sure. And again, being in the financial services business for 40 years, I recognize that, and boy, do the high schools and the college not teach enough of, yeah. of what is a dollar and where is it created? How does it fit in? How do you should balance a checkbook? What is cash reserves? What is a budget? How do you save? How much should you save? Should you invest? Where should you invest? And again, this particular for this taping for and again, we really thank you for inviting us to be on. We won't get into finance as much. And matter of fact, as we go through and build on the seven Fs, that's a whole nother website. Yeah. But boy, if you again, money doesn't buy happiness is the cliche, but nor does poverty, nor yep. does no money at all. Struggling for money is so important. And again, part of that finance and beginning with tithing, back to number one, yep. beginning with paying yourself first, saving another 10% for your future, maybe another 10% for the rainy day. So all of those are part of the finance piece.
Now that breakdown of 10, 10, 10 reminds me of a book, and I'm a big book reader. So maybe that's just a strategy that's common out there, but it reminds me of the book Richest Man in Babylon. Have you read
that? Absolutely. I read it when I was 16.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And I've got four kids, and all of them follow the exact same 10% for tithe, 10% for, now in their case, you know, school, college, and then 10%, mm-hmm. you know, and I think if we can mm-hmm. live off of 70% and we know we've taken care of tithe, charity, giving, that kind of thing, and then mm-hmm. 10% for long-term, you know, retirement kind of, and then 10% for debt reduction. Over time, yep. wow, doesn't yep. that really pay off? Not overnight, but that snowball effect that, you know, just slowly building and building, it just is a powerful concept.
Absolutely. And the more financially secure we are, and with emergency reserves, and with lowering our taxes, and helping take care of others, a hand up versus a hand out, yeah. the more we do number five, the more free we're going to feel.
Yeah. Wow. Free. Yeah. Freedom, you know, like, you've heard many people like, oh, just, you know, sleepless nights, and I can't get to sleep because I'm worried about, most of the time, it's like, money, right?
You've Absolutely.
Made, and let's face it, not naming names, but many people, me included, in years past, we made our own bed. You know, I made my own financial mistakes. And then now, three, four decades later, it's like, never again, you know? And so I think that when we can have the freedom to go, okay, you know what? Yeah. I've made some great decisions. I'm enjoying those. No, I'm not a trillionaire, gazillionaire, yeah. but I mm-hmm. don't need to worry about where's my next meal coming from, things like that. The yep. freedom that exactly. gives to, number one, freedom of mental freedom, like I'm not worrying, yeah. and then freedom of time to be able yeah. to go, you know what? If you're self-employed, I'm going to take off, you know, 3 days this week, and I'm going to rearrange my schedule to maybe hang out with my family, friends, whatever the case mm-hmm. is. So talk yeah. a little bit about freedom.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just, as we talked about it a little bit ago, it also not only freedom financially and freedom to be able to mobility from a fitness perspective and freedom from a religious freedom perspective, yeah. but also the freedom there. And again, maybe liberty. Is a good description as freedom, but of course L doesn't fit in with mine.
right. So the six again, F's and an L.
Liberty, freedom, and freedom to come and go and to do yeah. what we want to do. And again, I'm not going to get into the weeds here, and that's okay. Everybody has their opinion, and that's what makes the world go around. But freedom free speech and freedom of assembly and all of those inalienable rights. So freedom, liberty. Yes. But so you can take the freedom however you want. But that to be free and to feel free, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, that brings it all together, doesn't it?
Isn't that one of those other threads that feeds right in through all the other pillars? Right.
Yep.
Freedom is such a powerful word. I think a word that goes right along with that, freedom and flexibility, because you are flexible and you're free to do this and it's your schedule flexes. So yes, freedom is spectacular. Yeah. And you know, I think that the last one here, the fun, if you can have fun in all of these, I mean, let's think about something. Faith, you know, let's say that you choose to go to church, and personally, I go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Well, if there wasn't some element of fun there and it was something just completely boring, maybe I'm not going to go there. So fun has to tie into each of these so that it is really attractive.
Absolutely. And having fun when you are staying or becoming fit, having fun with your family, friends, having fun, having the ability financially to have fun with your family and your friends, and having the freedom that comes with that financial. And you hit the nail on the head, Michael. It all intertwines. And over the last 30 years or so, gosh, it's probably even 40 years, but 30 years of officially been talking to my clients about the 6 F's or the 5 F's or now in the last maybe 5-10 years or so, the 7 F's. I've given a lot of thought to them and what we will love to do with my7fs.com is to develop more podcasts on each one of these categories, bring in people I respect, bring in guests and be building on it. Again, I'm just this guy that is in the twilight of his life, lived a majority of our life. I'd love to bring on those guests and ask good questions and share my personal feelings and experiences on these different things. And if I listen to something, or if we do a podcast or write a newsletter, and if people can just get one nugget out of it, you know how that goes.
Yeah. You know, I think that life is that whole constant, never ending improvement. I know for me, I am constantly, I kind of like to feel, like when I'm running on the treadmill, I don't want to just stare at the, you know, wall in front of me. I take my tablet down and I watch and listen to, teachings, business teachings, things like that. And I will, when I hit that nugget, right, because we all should be watching for that nugget of knowledge, I will slow it down into a walk, and then I'll open up my, you know, note-taking app like Evernote, and I will put in there, oh, this is what I just learned here, and review that. I think that it's so interesting that if we just listen to your perspective on 7 F's, if we were to talk to Tom, Dick, and Harry, or Sue, or whoever else, and go, hey, tell us about your faith, fitness, fight, all of a sudden, it would be following 7 F's, but it would be a whole different perspective. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's super exciting and interesting. Mm-hmm. So I just applaud you for seeing that from a 60,000 foot view. Most people are like, oh, from a 30,000 foot view. Jeff Moran's 60,000 foot view of success and life. Wow, these 7 F's, they really have such power, foundation, and weaving threads that shared through each and every one of them. I think it is just so wonderful. So if somebody's listening to this going, hey, Jeff, how can I learn more? What's the best way that they can learn more about these 7 F's and apply them to their lives?
Absolutely. You can go to a couple of our websites, collegefundingcoach.com. And off on the left, you'll see the link, My 7 F's, or you can go directly to my7fs.com. And that's S-E-V-E-N, the letter F, S.com.
Excellent. Well, I will make sure to have those links in the show notes. And I really appreciate you coming on today again. It was a real pleasure talking with you, Jeff.
Likewise. Mike, thank you again. And good luck to everybody.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.